Trade Talk 1400 at 737, currently 52 degrees. I'm Lauren Hancock, and joining me in the studio is the second group of Crystal City candidates. We spoke to three of the four yesterday, and now we've got in studio Kim Friedmeier running in Ward 1. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
And in Ward 2, we've got Charlie DeBoer. Good morning, Charlie.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in. And Ward 3, Jason Eisenbeiss. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And also Ward 4, David Piccarella.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedules to come in and speak with us. We're going to just kind of figure out a little bit about you. We'll start with you, Kim. You were running in Ward 1. Tell us a little bit about your background.
I have no political background, actually. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I just really want the best for the city. My ward right now has no representation. I mean, there's the two council persons that are in there now, they're not representing my ward the way I feel it should be represented.
So what would you really like to see brought to Ward 1 in Crystal?
Well, I know everybody knows about the iron ore facility going in. I think it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to bring jobs, revenue. I mean, it's going to bring the schools money. I mean, as of right now, our revenue, we're getting 48% of revenue from Walmart. And if for some reason Walmart moves out of town, we're going to go bankrupt. There's nothing other than Walmart, that a big corporation that's bringing us that money. And if this facility comes in, that our city is going to be in great shape.
And you have been supported by the group that calls themselves We Are Crystal. Do you have any affiliation with them, or do they support you based on your ideas?
I'm not affiliated with them whatsoever. I mean, they are backing me 100%. They have the same feelings as I do. They want the best for our city.
And we are talking to Kim Friedmeier, who is running for the Crystal City Council in Ward 1. And you told us that you do support this. Is there anything you feel you haven't found out about the development, or that you'd like to know more about before it comes in?
No, I have. I've went to all the meetings, all the presentations, and they've basically hit the nail on the head. I mean, they're coming out with everything, and I'm all for it.
Sounds good. Kim Friedmeier running for Ward 1 again in Crystal City. And let's switch it over to Charlie DeBoer. Charlie is running for Ward 2. His opponent is John Whitten. Good morning, Charlie, again.
Morning.
And let's talk a little bit about you. Okay. Do you have any government background or any count? I mean, it's a tough job to be on the city council. What's your background?
I don't have any political background. I'm like Kim. I am a business owner, have been for 13 years here in Crystal City, and worked with the public for the last 32 years. I'm just here for the good of the city and all the people in Crystal City. I grew up in Crystal City.
So you've been in Crystal, would you say, your whole life?
Yes.
Your whole life. Okay. And what do you want to do for Crystal that maybe hasn't really been focused on, or even for your ward?
Well, really speaking for the ward, I'd rather speak for the whole town, I think, because really that's what we're here for, is the whole town, not just a ward. I would like to see things ruled with a little more common sense, I think. Things have gotten out of control here the last year or two, and especially with the plans of the new factory. I think the factory is going to be a great thing, and I would like to see a lot of economical growth come to our city.
What do you think about the division that this project has brought to Crystal City?
I don't like that at all, because Crystal City has always been a super tight town. Everybody's backed everybody, and there's a tad of dissension right now, and hopefully that will heal.
Do you think that, like you said, you think that will come together and eventually we can get past this, whether or not this project happens? Do you think that Crystal will be able to join forces again?
I hope so. I think time heals a lot of things. And once everybody sees everything will be up and running fine, I think that'll help a lot. Ease a lot of tensions is what I'm thinking.
Talking to Charlie DeBoer, who is running in Ward 2 for the Crystal City Council. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
We'll take it over to Jason Eisenbeiss, who is running in Ward 3. Jason, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
And you are the first one we're talking to who is currently holding a position on the Crystal City Council. Do you think this is going to help you in the upcoming election?
You know, I don't know. I think that the truth's been put out there. Albarich has done a great presentation. It is what it is. You have to, sooner or later, just whether you like it or not, believe in the system that the EPA, DNR, and the rest of the government bodies beside ourselves will do their jobs. And that's all we can rely on. I mean, I don't know any other way to hold someone accountable other than our federal, state, or local governments. I mean, that's what we got to do.
And how long have you been on the Crystal City Council?
Off and on, I've been councilman twice. I've served as mayor pro tem once, and then I've currently was appointed to this council seat when Councilman Usher resigned back, I guess, in July.
And do you think, Jason, overall, that you've made your people within Crystal happy, within the ward that you represent? Do you think that you've done your job as a council person and you can keep moving despite the conflict and controversy, that you can keep moving the city forward?
Right. I would like to think I have. I've kept an open mind. I've listened to everybody, whether they've been pro or con, and I've done the best job I think I can do. Obviously, you can't make everybody happy. I think that overall, I've had no complaints personally myself. I've had nobody calling and really jumping on me about this and this being a bad thing. I think everybody, especially with the economy the way it is a little more accepting. And the truth is out there now. The presentation by Albarich, like I said, is out there. And I think people are seeing that it's not what they were led to believe it is. So
we're talking to Jason Eisenbeis now, who is running in Ward 3. You're running up against Joshua Lee for the council seat, and you were just talking about the potential development on the PPG property. Do you think there's any chance that this couldn't happen at this point?
Not without serious legal, putting a serious city in serious legal jeopardy. I think it's coming.
And this election, it could very honestly create the future for Crystal. And so because right now it's pretty divided,
right,
half and half,
yeah,
as far as who wants this and who doesn't. And that could very well change a week from today.
Sure.
But you're saying that you think it should and it will go on.
I believe so. I don't believe any council that gets in there that undoes something drastically like this previous council has done or past council is just really setting the city up for financial doom. I mean, there's just no way around it. If they try backing out of contracts and legal documents that we got, I think we're in big trouble if that would happen. And I certainly don't want to be part of that.
Sure. Jason Eisenbeis running in Ward 3 for the Crystal City Council. We will take it over to David Piccarella. And David, thank you very much for coming in.
Sure.
And you also are an incumbent council person. Let's start with your background. We know you've served on the council for quite some time. How long have you been a part of the city government?
I think since 1995. I was a councilman, Ward 4, 1995.
And would you say this is one of the toughest years past that you've been involved with the council?
Without a doubt, yes.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
So, David, let's ask, with all the stress that comes with this, and it's demanding hours, you guys are required to work a lot of extra hours. These council meetings, which I can vouch for, can go on for hours and hours. Why did you want to run again?
Well, I think there's some things I would like to see finished. We've got the stimulus package coming in. There's a road project we're hoping to get started here before long on Crystal Heights Road. We've got a storm sewer project on Holinghausen Drive. So there's a number of things I would just like to see the city, you know, finish.
Okay, and is there anything you would like to bring new and fresh to the council that hasn't been brought forth before? Because we all know everything that's going on, it's everywhere. What new ideas, what new point of views can you bring to the council?
I don't know if there's anything new. Our revenue is really down, and I think, you know, we keep talking about the iron ore facility. I think with the revenue that can generate, I think we can do some new things with the city. We've got quite a few projects that we go out and we get grants. We did the bridge on Mississippi Avenue, and we've got a grant going on now with I think it's Jefferson, and we're just trying to upgrade our streets and things like that. And it's hard to do with the budget that we have right now.
And do you feel like these other projects, even the budget, everything, this normal city business that you've seen for all these years before PPG, have now been taking the back seat and have maybe been neglected?
Maybe the backseat of a little bit. I mean, it's still on our minds. We still talk about it, but we need to get back to that. There's quite a few things we have to do. We worked late the other night just on a budget. Just simple things like that. That you do every year. We have to get back to that. And we put in some long hours.
Yeah, you do. And it's a normal city business that sometimes gets overlooked because of the controversy and hot topic that is, Wings Enterprises. Will this go up? Will it not? When will it? So you'd like to make sure that the other business is getting taken care of. Is that what, keep the focus equally divided?
Yes. We like I said, this budget has been one of the tightest I've seen since 1995. We couldn't give our employees raises this year. And that's, that's just not acceptable. These people really put in some hard hours, and to not be able to give them, what they deserve is frustrating.
Definitely. David Piccarella is running in Ward 4 against Christy Zimmerman next week in the Crystal City Council election. We'll take it back over to Kim for her final thoughts. Kim, if there's one thought you want to leave, Kim Friedmeier is running in Ward 1 for the council. What's your last thought you want to leave to the voters and remind everyone what you're going to do for the city, for your ward, if you get elected?
Yes, if I'm elected, I'd just like to get representation for the whole city. I mean, we need this. I mean, we're in the news now, but not for good. I'd like to see a lot of things done, and especially my ward. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be done. I know one thing that my opponent is focusing on is the community center. And I'm not really going to back that right now because they went for just Ward 1. It needs to be for the whole city. So, and another thing that I would like to see done is just bring more revenue into our town. We need that revenue. Other than that, I would just like to have everybody come out and vote for me, especially, and along with my three other guys to my side over here. We need this, and I just hope everybody can get out and vote and take our city back.
Thanks, Kim. That's Kim Friedmeier running in Ward 1 against Eric Downs next week in the city council election for Crystal City. And take it back over to Ward 2 candidate Charlie DeBoer. Charlie, would you like to leave a final thought to all those who are going out and voting next week? What do you want to make sure they know?
Make sure everybody definitely participates in the election, because it's a very important process, especially right now. The city really needs this. I agreed with David when he was talking about the city workers. If we don't get our revenue built, there could be possibly people, hours cut, losing jobs. And if we have to do that to our workers, well, we haven't done our city fairly at all. So that's what I would like to see done.
Thank you, Charlie. And taking it back over, that was Charlie DeBoer in Ward 2, running for the Crystal City Council. Taking it back over to Jason Eisenbeis, who is running in Ward 3 against Joshua Lee. Jason, what are your final thoughts on the election next week?
I just like to make sure everybody gets out and votes and, vote with their heart, vote what they think's right. I think this is a really, really exciting time for Crystal City, not only the citizens, but the workers, the government, the elected officials. We got a lot going on with, the street department and street superintendent working with getting us some stimulus money and getting some streets overlaid and saving the road tax money for other projects. The building commissioner's doing a great job with being real aggressive and going out and trying to get a comprehensive and economic development plan. And we're getting ready to hire our first city administrator in over 30-something years. So it's a really exciting time for Crystal. I mean, we're really going, being aggressive and trying to go out and do things and bring in revenue for this city where, other cities are trying, kind of sitting idle, not doing much. We're being proactive and going after it. And I think it's an exciting time for Crystal. I mean, there's a lot of potential out there. So I think, you know, it's all built on revenue and with the city administrator and hopefully working with all the department heads and especially the building commissioner, they can go out and be aggressive and try to get, you know, restaurants and clean up Truman Boulevard where we got, you know, the old Neil Chevrolet building that's set empty for years and the old McDonald's. And I just think it's an exciting time in Crystal if you're, you know, to be doing all these new projects in the time of these economic times. We're being progressive, and I think that's a good thing. So I just hope everybody gets out and votes, and I appreciate your support.
Thank you, Jason. That is Jason Eisenbeiss running in Ward 3 again against Joshua Lee next week. And finally, David Piccarello running in Ward 4 against Christy Zimmerman. David, final thoughts?
No, just want everybody to get out and vote. That's, you know, that's all we can say. You know, it is what it is. Everybody knows we are pretty much farthest smelter. My parents live here. Both my boys. I've got aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters live here in town. None of us want anything that's going to harm this town. So I just want to keep it positive and everybody get out and vote.
Thank you very much. That was David Piccarello running in Ward 4. Again, we've been talking to Crystal City Council candidates, Ward 1, Kim Friedmeier, who will be going up against Eric Downs, Ward 2, Charlie DeBoer, and he will be facing off with John Whitten next week, in Ward 3, Jason Eisenbeiss, opponent Joshua Lee, and in Ward 4, David Piccarello, who will be going up against Christy Zimmerman. Thank you guys again for all coming in and sharing
Thank
your
you.
Thoughts. All righty, there you go. You heard it for yourself. Make sure and get out and vote next week. The elections are coming up April 7th, next Tuesday. Coming up next, we'll take a look at traffic on Straight Talk.
Hi, this is Mary with Festus Crystal Monument. My family has been proud to create lasting memories for more than three generations.